Hello everyone, my name is Kristen Bothy and this is The Catholic Journey. Today I will be talking about my husband's vasectomy reversal and the church. Hello everyone, I'm Kristen Bothy and this is The Catholic Journey. Welcome to my podcast. Today I am going to talk about my husband's vasectomy reversal. This is a really touchy subject for a lot of people, and it's hard for people to talk about, but I feel like I need to share the information because it's so important to me and my husband for people to not have this done. This should not be an option, and I really honestly think that it can destroy marriages, and it can also destroy a man's life totally, depending on if what kind of complications arise. So to start off, I'd like to talk about our reason for even having a vasectomy. I started using birth control before my son was born. He was my first, and then after he was born, I started to use birth control. I ended up stopping pretty quickly that time, and I got pregnant with our daughter, pretty quickly after that. I think my son was 9 months old, and after I had my daughter, I went on Mirena, which is, you insert it, it's an IUD, so the doctor inserts the IUD, it lasts for 5 years, it emits into your system hormones that are basically like birth control pills. So I had that in for a couple of years and I loved it. I just had light brown spotting when I had my periods. It was really convenient. I didn't have to worry about getting pregnant. And I kept telling my husband, when are you going to get a vasectomy? When are you going to get a vasectomy? When are you going to get a vasectomy? And so actually, I think I got the Mirena before I had my second daughter. And then I got another one. I actually did get another one put in, and I had a terrible experience with that one. It was horrible. It was so painful, and I ended up going into shock, and I went to get some pads after I had it done, and I ended up collapsing in Target, and my body just went into shock, and I had to call the ambulance. It was a nightmare. So that one I actually removed it myself because there are little strings on it, and I just pulled it out like a tampon, which I don't suggest, but I tugged on it a little bit to make sure it wasn't embedded in my uterus, which is another reason why you shouldn't use Mirena or IUDs in general. You can still get pregnant on them, and then the pregnancy could possibly be lost. You can get it embedded in your uterus. It can cause a lot of problems. Really, honestly, just any birth control is just not worth it. So after a couple of years, I wanted my husband to get a vasectomy after my second, my daughter, and he just was really hesitant. He wasn't hesitant because he wanted more children. He was hesitant because he didn't want to go through the surgery. And of course, me, my high and mighty self, was like, well, I had two children. I birthed two children. I was able to, deal with that. You can't just have a tiny incision done and be okay. So, of course, it was like my thoughts on the subject. So after we had our third daughter, we were like, absolutely, we're done. We have to be done. So after she was a little older, I was still nursing her. And so I wasn't worried about getting pregnant. And then eventually I told my husband, I said, she's going to stop nursing. I'm not going on back on birth control. I'm not getting a Mirena. And he decided that he would go through, the vasectomy. So when he was going through the vasectomy, it went okay. I mean, the doctor told him that he was really young. I think he was like 26 when he had it done, 27. So the doctor said, of course, we both had to sign off on it. And the doctor told him when he was in there doing the surgery that he was, I mean, his testicles, this is really, this episode should have a warning on it because I'm going to be talking about a lot of anatomy and things, but he said that his testicles were really high up, and because he's was used to doing the surgery on older men, so I think it was harder for him to do it. And everyone says that this surgery, you'll be back to work within a day. Well, that's a total lie, because my husband was not back to work within a day. He was down for quite a few days. I think he had it done on Friday, so he was able to go back Monday, but he had to sit on a boppy, like a boppy that you nurse your baby on. He had to sit on that at work because it was so uncomfortable. He ended up having like problems going to the restroom. I mean, he just had a lot of issues. So it was not as easy as people said it was. So after that, we just, you know, he had it done for a few years. We thought it was awesome. It was definitely a different experience when we were intimate. He said that it was not the same feelings that he had, and that it was not as good, I guess. Which I had the thought of, well, good, it's not as good, you know, no man needs to, I guess I was thinking, like, you need to be able to last longer for a woman anyway, which is, like, such a feminist idea, but anyway, that was my thoughts before I became Catholic, and, you know, I wanted to better myself as a wife. those were my thoughts. So, after all of that, we went a few years. And then when, I know in my last episode, I talked about how I went through RCIA and became Catholic. So, while I was going through RCIA, it came to my attention that having a vasectomy, sterilization of any kind, birth control, that was a mortal sin to be sterilized. So, of course, I felt terrible. Not only did my husband have it done, but I told him to get it done. I told him I wanted him to have it done. So I felt horrible. And I didn't necessarily want any more children. I was scared. I didn't want any more children. But I just didn't want to be deliberately going against God. So I went through a lot of heartache, a lot of prayer, crying to my sponsor, talking to my friends that were Catholic, just being really grieving, I guess, for that mistake that I made with Jesus, that Jesus had given my husband this perfectly functional part of his body doing exactly what it should do. It should be producing children. And we broke it. I feel like this is the only surgery out there that I can think of where you actually break something that is working. You go in there and you mess it up. And there are so many things that can happen with a vasectomy. Your body can become, make antibodies towards sperm. So that can cause some problems. The sperm can back up. It can cause all kinds of issues with the man's health. Just your entire system, even a woman's system, it's all centered around our organs, our sexual organs, our uterus and ovaries, all the hormones that come from those, the hormones that come from, you know, having testicles, things like that. Your body, a lot of your health issues can be centered around those things, and it's just important to have those intact the way that they should be, if you can at all possible. Obviously, if you need something done, like you have cancer or you need to have a hysterectomy for some reason, obviously I'm not talking about somebody who is, you know, in dire straits, gonna die because they still have their uterus. But I'm talking about the majority of people who have their tubes tied or a vasectomy. I didn't realize how bad of a sin it was, and so I did talk to our priest and confessed, and, you know, I had absolution. The fact that we didn't know when we were doing it didn't make it a mortal sin, I guess. But if you did know that it was wrong and you committed that sin, if you can afford it, they would like you to go and have it reversed. I knew that it wasn't necessary in the church to have a reversal, but in my heart, I feel like God and Jesus, just God was telling me and my husband, this is something that you need to change. It's keeping us between, it's a barrier between our relationship with God, is what I was feeling. I prayed a lot to Saint Gianna. It was a very difficult time. I was always sad. I didn't want another child. I was scared, but I knew that this was what God wanted for us. And there were so many signs, spiritual signs, flat out smack you in the face signs. And I told my husband about them. And at first he said, absolutely not. He's never having anyone come near that part of his body again. And I didn't really blame him, but at the same time, I was so upset that he was so against it. And I felt this pull of my heart to do this. But obviously it wasn't my body and I couldn't make that choice. That was his choice. So somehow after almost 2 years, he decided that he wanted to go through with a reversal. And I was just like, praise be to God. I cannot tell you how thankful I am that that happened. And it had been quite a bit. We decided we wanted to do it, but we wanted to save some money because, I mean, getting it done by a urologist anywhere is usually at least $10,000, and we did not have that money. But we did end up finding a doctor in St. Louis. His name's Dr. Thomas Summers, and he does vasectomy reversals. He's Catholic. He does them for a reasonable price. I think it's like $3,200 compared to everyone else. And he had one done. He wanted to make it an option for people who had done that and made that mistake of having a vasectomy. So eventually, through a lot of prayer and things like that, we just decided to go ahead and have it done. We didn't necessarily have the money saved. We put the deposit down of our own money, and then we used a care credit to pay for the rest of the fees. So we went to St. Louis. We took the kids with us. They kind of had an idea of what was going on, but they're still young, so they weren't really positive, you know, what was happening. We just said we were going to fix a mistake. So he had the surgery done within an hour or two, and we went and got the prescription. We stayed at a hotel the night before, so the kids were having fun. Then after he had it done, we drove straight home. So that was a good 5 hours in the car. But he was nice and numb, mostly, and I drove, so he was able to rest. But through that whole experience, just having our faith, it just expanded our love for God and our family. And we have realized that the reason why we're here is to raise our children to love Jesus and to follow his word and his will. And if we can do anything to be an example of that, that's what we desire. So, the only thing is, I know that our families have different ideas. We did tell his side of the family, the kind of immediate family, just, you know, his mom and dad, and they were fine. I mean, they thought it was great. There was no issue with it. But I have not told my family because I do not want to hear the negativity that's going to come out. And a lot of people live for this world, and they really honestly think you should not have more than X number of children, and they should only be one girl, one boy, which we had already had. And so when I got pregnant with my third, everyone's like, why did you have another one? You already had a boy and a girl, which is so stupid. That's another story. But having this experience with just growing our family, and it's hard for me to make choices that are against what my mom and what my family thinks are right. And so, but I had to sit and think about God, and I had to think about our relationship and our family, and that was what we needed to make that decision. So we do not have a child as of now. I am not pregnant as of now, but we are letting God decide what is going to happen. We're not sure if the vasectomy worked, or the reversal worked, but we really just want to do what God's will is. If he thinks that, if he wants us not to have any more children and we went through this, at least we know we're doing what he wanted us to do. So as far as talking about a vasectomy reversal, or I'm sorry, a vasectomy being a mortal sin, sterilization being a mortal sin, for anyone who does not know what that is a gravely sinful act that can lead to damnation if you do not repent of that sin before death. Whereas a venial sin is, it was, the definition I read was a slight sin. And like the explanation was, Sharon had a short temper the other day. She needed to go to Father so-and-so to, for her venial sin. That was the sins that they had. So, those are the differences between mortal and venial sins. So that is our journey of, my husband's vasectomy reversal and part of our faith. And I'm glad that you were able to listen to it. And I hope you all have a blessed day.